Chapter 38. Kristoff. Lynx and Jace froze as the room lit up one torch at a time. Lynx's gaze followed each torch around the hall as they flamed on, until he faced the other end of the chamber where that great mural was. Whatever the torches revealed, he and Jace blocked from our view, but both men stiffened with sheer terror plastered on their faces. I pushed my way past Rosmarin and ran to them, and as I did, I saw where their eyes rested. In front of the mural, a fairy hung on the wall, with chains attached to each arm and leg so that she was spread out in the shape of a star. Blood dripped down her arms and legs to fill the basin below her. Her poor wings crumpled behind her. Red streaked her blonde hair, and blood matted the side of her head. The sorcerer, with his long, white hair and black robe, stood next to the basin on the raised platform. He turned his head and grinned at us, sending chills up and down me. The others ran over to stand by us, fresh horror hitting them as they took in what Lynx, Jace, and I had been staring at. Jasmina gasped and fell to her knees. Sahar tried to steady her and placed her hands on the djinn's shoulder. Rosmarin and Rachel were both made of stern stuff indeed, and even they flinched slightly from the terrible act Zillin had committed here.
"I wondered when you would return,"
he chuckled. He had a small silver blade in his hand that dripped with blood, and as he spoke, he poked the tip of the knife with a black-gloved finger. A groan escaped the fairy, and I could feel the terrible pain she was in. I raised both my daggers into a ready stance and clenched them tighter in my fists. "Let her go!" My voice echoed through the room forcefully, but Zillin laughed and turned to the tortured fairy hanging from the wall.
"Who? Huh? She's nothing to you, but I think someone else might know a thing or two about this tricky little fairy."
Zillin erupted into more laughter.
"Release her!"
Jasmina yelled as she jumped to her feet and stepped forward. The djinn's yellow eyes glowed brighter than I had ever seen before, and her dreadlocks floated around her head like they were live snakes. Her dark-skinned body turned translucent, and the edges of her figure shimmered with electric blue light.
"Who is she?"
Sahar whispered to Jasmina, but Zillin answered for her.
"This may be the only thing in the world this djinn cares about more than gold. Or at least, that's what you told me, right, Carys? I guess we'll see what the djinn chooses."
He turned to the fairy and stroked her cheek with one of his gloved hands.
"Don't touch her!"
Jasmina shouted. A spiraling blast of electricity flew out of Jasmina's body and crackled as it sped through the air toward Zillin. He quickly sidestepped and the bolt smashed into the floor where he stood, leaving sparks of blue electricity to run along the stone.
"I see that I've made you angry. Maybe she will choose you."
He grinned up at Carys, who hung limply from her chains.
"Let her go!"
Rachel shouted as she stepped forward and stood next to Jasmina.
"Do you really expect me to release my prey so easily?"
The sorcerer chuckled, and he turned his attention back to us. Without a word, Sahar let a flaming ball fly from her hands directly for the sorcerer. She surprised him, but with a wave of his hand, the flame disintegrated into wisps of ash.
"That was sneaky,"
he mocked.
"But I suspect, sorceress, that you are no match for me. I am Zillin, the Starless, and a Shadowmancer is far more powerful than you could ever hope to be."
I looked at Sahar to gauge the fear in her eyes, but whether she hid her terror or did not feel it, I wasn't sure. I let her courage inspire me and gripped my daggers in my hands. My power surged in my core as it calmly rotated and pulsed, and I pulled it down my arm into my new dagger. It started glowing faintly, so I quickly sheathed it to keep my intended play from Zillin. Fortunately, the blade held the charge. Perfect. As if the sorcerer sensed my movements, he turned his attention to me.
I'm glad you returned, Lightbearer. Have you changed your mind? Are you ready to rule the world with me?
Fuck you, I shouted. I ripped the blade out of its holder and sent a blazing blast of light toward Zillin. My little ploy had worked, and Zillin couldn't quite hide his surprise as the blast blew the knife out of his hand, sending it flying as he jumped away from the pain in his hand. Strangely, though, the rest of the light melted into the mural only a few feet above Carrie's. As it did so, the fairy, who had been in a stupor, flailed her body against the chains that held her.
Stop him! She screamed. You can't allow him to finish his plans!
He stood close enough to her that he reached up his arm and slapped her hard across the face. Her cheek instantly turned red, and blood dribbled down her lip, splashing in the reddened basin below. As much as we all wanted to rush him at that moment, those of us who were trained warriors knew that to do so wildly would only get the fairy killed. Jasmina, though, wasn't a disciplined warrior like the rest of us.
You bastard!
She shouted, but before she released any more magic, Sahar ran forward and grabbed her arm.
We have to get him away from Carrie's,
Sahar whispered to her.
It's simple, Jin. If you want your beloved Carrie's, all you have to do is make a deal with me.
Zillin's red eyes flickered with hunger.
What deal?
Jasmina asked through gritted teeth.
I can only assume you're already bound to the Lightbearer,
the sorcerer said with a cunning grin.
Why else would you be tagging along with him if you two didn't make a deal?
He was exactly right, but none of us said or did anything. None of us would give our enemy any bit of information. No, we stayed still for now, ready to strike when the moment came.
I want you to make a deal with me,
he continued.
Agree to lend me your power, and I will release your beloved Carrie's.
Jasmina, don't do it!
The fairy shouted through winces of pain.
Oh, how noble!
Zillin laughed. Jasmina still stood with her body stiff and poised to attack the sorcerer. But as he spoke, she relaxed slightly. Her colorful dreadlocks fell to her sides again, and her yellow eyes dulled and glistened with tears.
Jasmina,
I whispered, afraid that she might actually align with Zillin.
I am a generous lord,
the vampire continued,
so I will let you think about your decision. Do you want her?
He pointed to Carrie's.
Or his power.
The Shadowmancer stretched an arm out toward me and contorted his fingers. My body slowly moved forward, even as I tried to stop my feet. I walked closer to him until he released me from his strange spell and I dropped to my knees, only a few feet away from him. I had to crane my neck up to look at him on the platform.
What is your name, boy?
His voice was deep and menacing. When I didn't answer, he reached out again, and then his voice echoed in my head.
What is your name?
Kristoff. I breathed, and he released me again.
Well, Kristoff,
he uttered in that smooth, dark voice.
I have a proposition for you, too.
Don't listen to him!
Carrie shrieked. She was slowly suffocating, hanging on the wall like that. The sorcerer was powerful, but we couldn't launch any more attacks until the fairy was safely out of the way. We would have to distract him, like we had planned in the upper chamber of the temple. I stood up slowly and signaled the group with a hand behind my back. I trusted they understood as I looked into Zillin's burning red eyes.
What's the deal?
I asked, trying to keep my voice steady.
It seems like some fate has brought us together.
Zillin pulled out a small silver and red three-pronged scythe from his black robes. He twirled it in his hand.
I've been searching for any clues to the great powers and beasts that lay dormant across our world. In my travels, rumors floated to my ears of the destruction of the Blood Drake and her demon offspring. They said someone called the Lightbearer killed them and turned a zombie army to ash.
As he mentioned my title, I again tightened the grip on my dagger and focused on the energy in me.
I realize, Zillin continued, this Lightbearer may be the answer to my questions. Not only does he have the power to destroy zombies, but he managed to kill my poor friend, the Blood Drake. Many have wandered into her lair only to become decorations in a bone garden. So, I thought to myself, that sounds like a power I want. I plan to go to Constanta to find you after raising the Devourer of Worlds, but here you are.
You knew the Blood Drake?
Rosamund breathed, still behind me with her sword at the ready.
Yes, we were partners, I guess you could say.
He explained in that nonchalant way arrogant people do when they think they hold all the cards.
She was building an army in the north while I did the same here in the south.
So it was you who were shielding my vision this entire time,
Sahar exclaimed.
I did offer the Blood Drake my magical protection, and I offer the same to the Djinn and the Lightbearer. And you as well, sorceress. That is, if any of you agree to join me.
He flashed a grin. What do you want from us? I asked. By now, I reeled with all this information about the Blood Drake and the army that had attacked my home and murdered my family. Zillin was to blame for all of this, and the destruction of Constanta.
Join me. Let me use your power to awaken the beast that sleeps within this temple. Kukulkan.
He breathed out the name in a reverent tone. At the mention of Kukulkan, there was nothing more I wanted to do than run out of that temple and as far away from Nahuatl as I could. But fear, or courage, or anger, rooted me to my spot. The Devourer of Worlds. It's real, I spoke out loud. Zillin laughed again.
You thought he was only a legend?
My mind was racing. I couldn't let him awaken the serpent. Plus, we had to rescue Carys and either kill the Shadowmancer or flee as fast as possible and regroup with the army that still fought at the edge of the ruins. What's in it for me? I questioned the sorcerer, and continued to build my light in me.
Ultimate power, he replied. A chance to be the ruler of the world alongside me, of course.
And what about my friends? I returned.
You can have all the friends you want when you are all-powerful.
He laughed. He clearly bought his own bullshit, and I had made him think that maybe I believed it too. That was precisely my plan, and the way he relaxed as he laughed told me that it paid off. So, that's why I used his momentary distraction to shoot a blast of light from my dagger. Not into Zillin, who still hovered by Carys to use her as a shield, but instead I sent it flaring up into the ceiling. The light blasted into the stone between where Zillin stood and where I was kneeling, and the stone came crashing down. That gave me time to sprint around to the side. That falling stone caught Zillin off guard as he stepped away from the falling rocks, coughing and sputtering from the dust and debris. Now that he was away from Carys and I had a better angle of attack, I aimed my dagger at him and sent another blast his way. This one connected. The light enveloped him, and he flew sideways to slam into a wall. Rosmarin, Michaela, Jasmina, and Sahar ran up beside me while Jace, Rachel, and Lynx sprinted to the other side of the room to keep the pressure on Zillin. Sahar and Jasmina charged straight past me and flung magic into Carrie's chains. The chain digging into her right arm snapped under their assault, and her body slumped forward as her arm fell free. That was when Jace catapulted backward from a blast of magic, and Zillin was up and stalking toward me again. While Jasmina sent another bolt at the chain attached to Carrie's left leg, severing the metal, I shot another light beam at Zillin. This time, he was ready, managing to duck just in time, and the burst exploded into the wall behind him. That did leave him open for Sahar, who threw up her arms and snapped them down. A ball of darkness wrapped around the sorcerer, then exploded. But as it faded, Zillin stood there, laughing and unscathed. "I am darkness," he shouted and fired a blast toward us. It hit right in front of me and blew Rosmarin, Michaela, and me backward. We slammed into the ground, hard. Rosmarin was back on her feet quickly, and she ran straight for the Shadowmancer. But when he threw magic at her, she unfurled her wings and flew sideways around him. He spun around and raised an arm as Rachel brought a Waldo down, sinking it into his forearm. With his free hand, he sent Rachel flying backward, but Rosmarin flew around and caught her. Lynx and Jace were now upon him with flailing swords. They caused enough of a distraction that Sahar and Jasmina were able to break the two remaining chains, and Carrie's fell into Jasmina's arms, where she stood in the pool of the fairy's blood. I climbed up onto the platform and rushed to Jasmina. Sahar and I helped them up from the bloody basin, but Zillin had already thrown Lynx and Jace aside and turned to us. He grabbed me again with his magic, and I felt his will pulse through my body. But I released a bolt of light from the blade, hitting him square in the chest. He flew backward, and my companions on either side of the room charged him. The sorcerer blew them aside with dark magic, and before I could stop her, Jasmina rushed forward, straight at Zillin. When she was a few feet from him, her body stopped in a surprising, jerking motion, and I realized Zillin was holding her with a spell.
"You dare to deny me!"
he screamed at her. Her body floated through the air as stiff as a board. Zillin positioned her above the altar and then dropped her with a thud as her body smacked against the stone. He held her down with his powers and balled his free hand in a fist. Blood dripped down his arm where Rachel had cut him, but it didn't seem to trouble him that much. The most excruciating scream I had ever heard ripped out of Jasmina's lips. Blood gushed out of her pores and down the altar into the grooves on the floor. Even in my horror, I crept forward and charged light into the dagger. But with a wave, Zillin ripped my light weapon from my hand. It soared through the air, and the blade sunk into Jasmina. Her skin lit up in a hot glow. Her body sizzled and bled, and her flowing blood sparkled like rubies as it ran along the grooves in the floor. Light blazed from it as it traveled toward the basin, basking the room in a blinding white light. All I could hear was the maniacal laughter of the sorcerer and Jasmina's screams echoing through the room. Her body hovered in the air, and then Zillin dropped her back onto the altar with another thud. Another shriek escaped her, but Rosmarin swooped down and rescued the djinn from the altar. The two rushed into the staircase. "Run!" I shouted. I helped Sahar with Carys, and we raced after Rosmarin, who half-dragged and half-carried Jasmina up the stairs. When the djinn realized what was happening, she came to and tore my blade from her chest. She put her feet on the ground and ran as fast as she could. I glanced back and saw Michaela behind us, then Rachel, and then Lynx, and Jay started into the stairwell behind us. As we ran, the temple started to shake, and then ear-shattering vibrations rocked the whole building. Walls crumbled down, and the ceiling started caving in. We ran on until a wall tumbled down in our path. As Rosmarin tried to dig rubble out of the way, I noticed the blinding sunlight coming through part of the ceiling and wall. I looked out and saw the stairs of the temple. "This way!" I shouted as I cleared as much of the wall away as I could. Sahar pushed me aside and sent a spell toward the opening that blasted the stone away. We crawled out of the temple wall into the burning heat and descended the stairs as fast as possible, even with the earthquake that shook the entire ruins. Buildings crumpled all around and tumbled to the ground. We reached the bottom of the temple, Our feet touched solid ground, but still vibrated with the tremors. I ran as fast as I could toward the jungle, but a massive quake ran through the ruins, and I fell to the ground. I looked behind me and saw the entire temple collapse in a cloud of dust and dirt. The earthquake stopped, and a silence rolled over the land. I lay there, watching as the dust slowly cleared, and then I saw something from my nightmares. A giant, winged serpent spiraled out of the hole the temple had collapsed into. It flew in the sky, circling upwards. This was Kukulkan, the devourer of worlds.